And Greg, we are ready to start. I do need Michael to please identify yourself. Is that you, Tom, on the Zoom? Hey, we'll go ahead and get started. But Michael, if you're on the Zoom, if you could please let us know who you are. We'll go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. This is Greg Liddell, calling to order the May 19, 2026, Green Hills Water and Sewer Improvement District Board meeting.
Okay, and I will go ahead and read the agenda. First, we'll have the approval of the April 21st board meeting minutes. Then we'll have the approval of the April disbursements. And then we'll go over our administrative assistant status. And then if Tom joins us, we'll have our water system report and our treatment plant report. So, first of all, the approval of the April 21st, 2026 board meeting minutes. Have everyone on the board had a chance to review those? Any questions?
Questions?
Okay. I move to approve the April 21st, 2026 board meeting minutes.
In a second.
Okay, we'll go ahead and call for the vote. Greg,
Aye.
Clark,
Aye.
and I am an I as well. And let me go ahead and share the screen so we can have Diane take a walk us through our disbursements. Okay, Diane, whenever you're ready.
Okay, our first disbursement is for our general manager, and that is his monthly contract amount. And the first disbursement is actually for March services. The second disbursement credit card payment of $83.35 is for our monthly QuickBooks and Google Drive storage. The next disbursement to Clark Fielden is the Q1 board stipends for $300. The Chemtech Ford disbursement for $78 covers our monthly turbidity and metals of iron and manganese testing. Next disbursement to Natalie is also Q1 board stipends. The next disbursement to Tess Kennedy is for our March hours worked in support of the board for $242.20. Next disbursement for William Liddell, also Q1 2026 board stipends. Next disbursement, check 970 to Hawk Design for $74.97 is for our website hosting for April, May, and June. Next disbursement, check number 967 for $24.60 is a bottled water reimbursement to one of our customers. The next two disbursements to Rocky Mountain Power are for the electricity for our well pumps. And there's also, we do now show the Maple Treatment Plant has an electric meter as well. The next disbursement for Enbridge Gas is our natural gas. And that is the line that runs into the Maple Treatment Plant for $25.88. And the last disbursement is to me for a monthly contract, and it is for April services of $13.10. Those are fairly straightforward this month, but are there any questions?
No.
Well, thank you.
Okay, I move to approve the April 2026 disbursements.
I second.
Okay, we'll go ahead and vote. Greg
Aye.
and Clark,
Aye.
and I'm an I as well. Okay. Next on the agenda, just wanted to update on the administrative assistant. I have placed an ad in the Ogden Valley News that will run this week and in their next issue. But again, if anyone on the board has any suggestions for people that they might know, just have them send the resume to the clerk email or the Green Hills email. And I'll be covering what Tess has been doing until we get a new one hired, a new assistant hired.
Is this something we can push up onto our general manager?
Some of it, yes. Some of the duties were designed to be given to Tom, and then he has not done it, and
Okay.
so we just kept giving it to Tess to do. But like, I believe the exceedance notices he posted this past week, but maybe Tess did it. But he said he was would be happy to post it. But
Okay.
so we probably should look at, because there was a crossover. There were items that were that the idea was we would transfer some of those to Tom. And then I think the treatment plant has taken a little more time than,
It's been pretty involved at this point, but it's going to settle down.
So I can send you and Clark kind of a list of
Okay.
what both of them were
Yeah.
meant to do and are being paid to, and we can see where that crossover is.
Okay. Before we
So,
get in a panic to do it, let's figure out if we can streamline it.
okay, sounds good. And Tom is not yet here. I texted him to see. I don't know, maybe he got the notification that was Thursday too. I'm not sure. I Tess submitted that, so I'm not sure when that how that got wrong, but do either of you have reports on the water system or the treatment plant or
Not the level of Tom. I don't have an update.
okay.
Nothing I can guess at. We'll have to push that.
Which next month. Okay. And then Diane sent over the quarter one budget versus actual. I forwarded that to you guys. So we'll go ahead and present that at the next board meeting. So you have time to review it. But
I looked at it, yeah.
most of the discrepancies were just that the maple treatment plant's not up and running and we anticipated it, so we'll see that number slowly get eaten away as it gets up and running.
When do you think it's time to do the, I don't know, any, what are those called? If they don't do it in a timely manner, the
Oh, liquidated damages.
yeah.
That's, we probably should talk in a closed meeting on that one. Okay.
Right. Yeah. That's
Yeah.
right. That's part of the closed meeting.
Yes.
Something's being looked at, but we should have that system operational. So we need a report from Tom and then.
So let's get our report from Tom, and then we can set up a closed meeting if we need to talk about moving forward with litigation if we need to,
Right
but
now we have retention that's being held until the plant's up and operational, and that's $400,000. So it should be something we have for leverage to make sure it's operational.
okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll move to adjourn this meeting.
Yeah, since we don't have
Okay.
Tom, darn it. All
Someone want to
right,
second
that's
that? All right,
I second
I'm gonna move
it's my
to
kind of
no.
meeting. It's a new state record.
Started late and ended early.
Hi.
All right, Greg
Hi.
and Clark,
That
and I'm an I as well. Okay, thanks, Diane.
was quick and
Good
easy.
night. Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you.